start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in. 17 days.
Hey man, I don't want to rain on your parade, but we're not gonna last 17 hours. Those things are gonna come in here just like they did before, and they're gonna come in here and they're gonna get us!
Hello, time travelers. Happy Halloween. My name's Chris Earle. I'm here with you for the next 2 hours, and what I'm gonna do for you today is my top 10 list. The top 10 monsters of 2020 here on Time Travel. Starting off with Peter Gabriel. That's right, the first monster of 2020 is you.
I'm scared of swimming in the sea with dark shapes moving under me. Every fear I swallow makes me small. Inconsequential things occur. Alarms are triggered, memories stir. It's not the way it has to be.
I'm afraid of what I do not know. I hate being under man. I'm afraid I can't be devil man. I'm scared to be divine. Don't mess with me, my fuse is shown. Beneath the skin, these fragments gone.
Will I allow it to be? There's no control over me. I have my fears, but they do not have me. Walking through the undergrowth to the house in the woods. The deeper I go, the darker it gets. I peer through. Knock at the door, and the monster I was so afraid of lies curled up on the floor. Is curled up on the floor. Just like a baby boy. I cry till I laugh.
I'm afraid of being mothered with my balls shut in the pen. Afraid of loving women, and I'm scared of loving men. With flashbacks coming in every night, don't tell me everything's alright.
Will I allow it to be? There's no control over me. Walking through the undergrowth to the house in the woods. The deeper I go, darker it gets. I peer through the window, knock at the door, and the monster I was so afraid of lies curled up on the floor. He's curled up on the floor just like a baby boy. I cry until I laugh.
Are you lost, sweetheart? Are you afraid, honey? Well, why don't you come with me? All right. I'll sing a song till your mom comes back. God is here, his holy town. Earthly thoughts be silent. God is here, his holy name. Earthly thoughts, be silent now.
Thank you, Reverend Kane. Again, number 10 is You, the Monsters of 2020, top 10 list, in my opinion, here on Time Travel. Number 9 is Ghosts. We still have ghosts around. Let's hear a couple of songs about ghosts.
Ghosts are more than real. They live in the space between the conscious and the subconscious. They wander in and out of the ether, bridging the world of the living with the world of the dead. It is only at a gathering of the wicked, a meeting of the malicious, a tryst of the heartless, that a spirit may come and enact a vengeance.
Ghost, what I'm scared of most. Can you scare me up a little bit of love? I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't do much to please you, and it's not your time to meet the Lord above. The first moment that I met her, I did not expect a specter. When I shook her hand, I really shook the glove. She looked into me so sweetly, and we left the room discreetly. No one else could know the secret of our love. Little ghost, what I'm scared of the most. Can you scare me up a little bit of love? I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't do much to please you, and it's not your time to meet the Lord above. Every morning I awoke, I see my little ghost, wondering if it's big or it's lying there. I lean to touch her and I whisper, but not brave enough to kiss her. When I held her, I was really holding there. Little ghost, what I'm scared of the most. Can you scare me up a little bit of love? I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't do much to please you, and it's not your time to meet the Lord above. Though I tried my best to keep it, there really was no secret. Must have looked like I was dancing with the wall. No one else could see this apparition, but me. because of my condition. I fell in love with a little ghost and that was all. Little ghost, what I'm scared of the most. Can you scare me up a little bit of love? I'm the only one that sees you and I can't do much to please you. And it's not your time to meet the Lord above. No, it's not your time to meet the Lord above.
For the U.S. Department of Agriculture with a quiz. Round steak is considered a good economy cut. True or false? True. Round steak is not quite as tender and juicy as some other cuts, but it has very little waste and can be made tender. Let the USDA quality grades be your guide to the right cooking method. For more free information, write How to Buy Meat, Agriculture Radio, Washington, D.C., 20250.
Sweet Lord, somebody get that man a COVID test. Time Travel here with you until 7 p.m. It's the top 10 monsters of 2020. Number 9 were ghosts. Number 10 was you. Number 8 is coming right up after one more from the Psychedelic Furs.
lighten, all the papers light tonight, but falling over you is the news of the day. Angels fall like rain, and love, 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 love is all of heaven.
Where?
Good guess, but wrong. Clear your head. All right? Tell me what you think it is.
Is it a star?
It is a star.
Very good. That's great.
Okay? All right. Think hard. What is it?
Circle.
Close. But definitely wrong. Okay. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
All right. What is it?
Figure eight.
Incredible.
That's five for five. You can't see these, can you?
No.
You're not cheating me, are you?
No, I swear. They're just coming to me.
Okay. Nervous?
Yes. I don't like this.
You only have 75 more to go. Okay? What's this one?
It's a couple of wavy lines.
Sorry. This isn't your lucky day.
I know. Get a little tired of this.
You volunteered, didn't you? We're paying you, aren't we?
Yeah, but I didn't know you were going to be giving me electric shocks. What are you trying to prove here anyway?
I'm studying the effect of negative reinforcement on ESP ability.
The effect? I'll tell you what the effect is. It's pissing me off.
Well, then maybe my theory is correct.
You can keep the $5. I've had it.
I will, mister.
Number 8 on the list. Serial killers. Top monsters of 2020 here on Time Travel.
Run, run, run away. Halloween, do what Peter does. Wear a light-colored costume short enough so you don't trip. If you wear a mask, make sure you can see. Makeup's better. Don't crisscross the street. Call on one side, then the other. Parents, set boundaries, and it's time to be home. Carry a flashlight for extra safety. And let's all have a safe Halloween.
Time travel with Chris Earls. Top 10 monsters of 2020. We're down to number 7. Next one on the list is the devil.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow, and he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss, and then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Devil finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, does your dog bite? No, child, no." The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again, cause I told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best there's ever been." He played, "Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. A chicken in the bread pan, a picking out dough. Granny, where you don't fight, no child, no.
About the time my daddy left to fight the big war, saw my first pistol in the general store. In the general store when I was 13, thought it was the finest thing I ever had seen. I asked if I could have one when I grew up. Mama dropped a dozen eggs and she really blew up. She really blew up and I didn't understand. Mama said the pistol is the devil's right hand. She really blew up and I didn't understand. Mama said the pistol is the devil's right hand. The devil's right hand, the devil's right hand. Mama said the pistol is the devil's right hand. My very first pistol was a cap and ball Colt. Shoot as fast as lightning, but it loads a mite slow. It loads a mite slow, and I soon found out it can get you into trouble, but it can't get you out. Then I went and bought myself a Colt 45, called a peacemaker, but I didn't know why. I never knew why, and I didn't understand, 'cause mama said the pistol is the devil's right hand. I never knew why, I didn't understand, mama said the pistol is the devil's right hand. The devil's right hand, the devil's right hand, mama said the pistol is the devil's right hand. I got into a card game in a company town, called a minor cheating, and I shot the dog down. Shot the dog down, watched the dog fall. Never touched his holster, never had a chance to draw. The trial was in the morning, and they drug me out of bed. Asked me how I pleaded, not guilty, I said. Not guilty, I said. You've got the wrong man, nothing touched the trigger but the devil's right hand. Not guilty, I said. You've got the wrong man, nothing touched the trigger but the devil's right hand. The devil's right hand, the devil's right hand, nothing touched the trigger but the devil's right hand.
Time Travel's picks for the monsters of 2020 for Halloween. Number 6 on the list, Frankenstein.
Frankenstein. What is it?
Doctor, is everything all right?
Yes. Straight. Go to bed.
Suburbs, incredible thug words, we get down. People do the monster mash and watch a player like me collect monster cash. Cause I'm sitting with this freak who got monster ass. Keep them wondering how long the dime would last and never pass. And when I wanna butter the toast, can't nobody see Ice Cube on no coast. So all you gotta do is focus and see that I got to be the locust with this hocus pocus. Dr. Frankenstein. Dr. Frankenstein.
Ooh-wee, it's alive. You better run and hide, cover your ears and your eyes. Ooh-wee, it's alive. You better run and hide, cover your ears and your eyes. Ooh-wee, it's alive. You better run and hide, cover your ears and your eyes. Ooh-wee, it's alive. You better run and hide, cover your ears and your eyes.
That's number six. Frankenstein. We had Ice Cube on there, Edgar Winter Group, as well as opening it off with Young Frankenstein main theme. We're in the top five now for the monsters of 2020 here on Time Travel, ranked in no particular order by, well, in particular order by me. And I'm as authority as it's going to be on Time Travel with Chris Earle. It's Chris Earle that's telling you what's up. So what's up? Next one is the Werewolf. Werewolf. There, Wolf.
Can I ask you something?
What?
You know I like you, don't you?
Yes.
And I hope you like me the way I like you.
Yes.
I was wondering if you would be my girl.
Oh, Michael. It's beautiful.
Now it's official. I have something I want to tell you.
Yes, Michael.
I'm not like other guys.
Of course not. That's why I love you.
No, I mean I'm different.
What are you talking about?
Taylor. Ah, ooh, werewolves of London.
I saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the Werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the Werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's, and his hair was perfect. Werewolves of London, draw blood. Werewolves of London.
Who at the door?
That was the dinner bell singing their hit Who at the Door? And I am the Wolf Man. Definitely put the Ramalama in the ding dong. All right now. The Wolfman got to attend to some business, but I'll be back in five with some full moon tunes that'll make your bobby socks do loop de loos. Keep on howling, baby. Oh!
Hey!
I hear you. The Wolfman gonna be with you in one sweet second. He keep his hands on.
What's up?
Well, howdy do and do to how, young man. What can the Wolfman play for you tonight?
Actually, I'd just like to talk to you.
Well, you can flap your lips at me for the next 4 minutes and 30 seconds. But after that, the Wolfman got a howl. Oh, laying on me, baby.
Look, how's it going, Wolfman?
Oh, the Wolfman's feeling fine. The Wolfman's toeing the line. The Wolfman's always ready to shine. Oh.
Great, I'm glad you're in a good mood.
Now, the Wolfman's wolf sense is telling him you got something on your mind.
Well,
let it out, brother. The Wolfman's got you covered.
Okay. I guess it's just the whole Wolfman thing. It's...
Whoa, whoa, you sound like you got 10 tons of trouble in a 5-ton box. So why don't you cop a squat? Tell me all about it. Cause Dr. Wolfman is in the house.
Okay.
And he's ready to give you an injection of rock and roll that will cure your soul. Oh, yeah, baby.
My only problem is... you.
Is that right?
I mean, you're up all night screaming and howling and playing these goofy old records.
Now you just hold on one shoe-be-doo moment. You can say what you want to about the Wolfman, but these goofy old records are the most sensational sounds ever laid down on vinyl. This is the holy music of the Church of Rock and Roll, and I'm the preacher, baby. Amen and ow! Don't you ever say that again, or the Wolfman gonna get you.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. You're not the Wolfman.
Not the Wolfman. Listen up, baby. If I'm not the Wolfman, then James Brown ain't the hardest working man in show business.
Yeah, why don't you, sir?
Here we go.
That's right. I am without a doubt the Wolfman, baby. And this is the Midnight Special.
Wolfman Jack died about 10 years ago, so...
Oh, okay.
He did.
I suppose the next thing you gonna tell me is my microphone ain't plugged in.
That's not even a microphone. It's a can of antiperspirant.
Well, the Wolfman needs a little antiperspirant, cause there's a full moon tonight. The Wolfman gonna be perspiring, conspiring, and inspiring till the cows come home and the roosters start crowing. Oh, help me, baby.
Look, I know it was traumatic when your boss found those gay porn pictures on your computer and fired you.
Hey.
But that was 2 years ago. You have to move on.
The Wolfman gotta be moving on and grooving on in 45 Wolf seconds. So if you got a request, you best lay it on the Wolfman right now. If not, hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back unless you got a sandwich, baby.
Okay, I have a request. Not to call you Wolfman anymore.
Then what you gonna call the Wolfman, baby?
I wanna call you what everyone else calls their father. Dad.
Wow. Time's up, Buster Brown. The Wolfman is back on the air, and he's gotta start this party with the pocket watches and their new hit, Tick Tock, It's Time to Rock.
You know, I think Mom might come home if you just call and talk to her.
A wing wang and a ding dang bop don't do. It is good to be the Wolfman.
All right, forget about it. I'll go downstairs and make you your stupid roast beef sandwich.
Now you're talking, baby. And you know the Wolfman like him eat very rare with no mayo.
You need help.
Oh, full moon tonight, and I'm not queer.
This is Big Dabs Wolfman in Winthrop, Massachusetts. When I'm not doing the laundry, I listen to Time Travel with Chris Earl on WMFO in Medford.